College tuition has increased by nearly 1,000% over the last 40 years, and as Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, students are becoming increasingly creative about how to pay for school, including online fundraising.
Sean and Shane Brooks had a problem. They'd been accepted into Morehouse College, excited to attend the same school as Martin Luther King Jr. and other black male leaders, but then they got their financial aid packages.
When I first saw the financial package, it was very discouraging because you're just wow, it's just a bunch of loans, we're gonna be in debt.
Shane and his brother are twins. The only grant they were offered was the federal Pell Grant. Shane says Morehouse was asking each of them to take out $38,000 loans just for the first year.
So thank God we do have scholarships.
Yeah.
We have been, we was working hard, so we have some type of scholarships that kind of covers half or a quarter of it, but we'll still be in debt.
They both have impressive resumes. Sean was class president his senior year at the Science and Technology Magnet School in New London, and Shane was treasurer. They've both spoken at legislative hearings at the state capitol. They volunteer at different youth organizations. Sean's a student rep on the local school board. They both graduated in the top 10% of their class, and they work at ShopRite. But all those accolades and hard work weren't enough, it seems, to pay for college. So they came up with a plan. Use GoFundMe, an online fundraising tool.
My mom, Shane, and I, we were on a bed. It was okay, let's get this GoFundMe page, because we were talking about it for the longest. And then we finally sat down, we did it. Did the little summary, and we was okay, we're going to upload it and post it.
The twins had no trouble getting the word out. Over 100 people have shared their campaign since they posted it online 2 months ago. They're looking to raise $50,000. But only 3 people have given any money, and they've only raised $55. Sean suggests that maybe their popularity in the community is actually hurting their cause.
Even though we do have a community that supports us, a lot of people on the outside, we're good, we're great. Oh, they get scholarships, they get this, but they don't really dig deep in our role. And it's no, we still got far more. And so there's this false narrative about us, they're good.
While it's hard to find any data on this, it does seem like more students are looking for novel ways to pay for college. GoFundMe's CEO, Rob Solomon, says that education campaigns are the fastest growing of all fundraising categories.
When you need help and the systems that are supposed to be there to help you can't, then you turn to your friends, family, and your local community, and education is one of those categories that resonates really well.
Most colleges, including Morehouse, have been experiencing enrollment declines for years. Tuition is a major source of revenue. In fact, since public investment across the country has fallen by billions since the 2008 recession, tuition is now the primary source of revenue at most colleges. Put it all together, and there's less money for schools to help incoming students. At Morehouse, its reliance on tuition for revenue has been gradually increasing, according to its federal tax filings. Morehouse didn't respond to requests for comment. Andrew Gillen, an economics professor at Johns Hopkins University, suggests that students start thinking differently about college.
We have a very romantic view of college, right? So, you go on these college tours and you're trying to find the right fit, and that's great. And if you can afford that, great. But just because you liked a campus doesn't mean you should spend extra $200,000 over the 4 or 5 years to go there, right? I'm pretty sure if I drove a Porsche, I would love it, but I know I can't afford it.
But Shane and Sean Brooks would be the first in their family to graduate from college, and Morehouse's reputation remains stellar. That's what costs so much, and colleges bank on their reputation to attract the best students. Despite the financial hurdle, Shane and Sean are heading to Morehouse in August. Their mom's taking out a parent loan to pay for their first year, and they're hoping that a combination of fundraising and scholarships will help pay for later years. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.